I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. It was warmer than normal and very dry in much of the Southeast over the past month. These conditions have impacted crop growth and helped speed the harvest. Pam Knox is an agricultural climatologist and director of the University of Georgia Weather Network. She says most of the summer crops are at the end of the harvest and frost has ended the growing season for parts of the region. Dry conditions have eased the disease pressure on row crops.
In Georgia, of course, our Vidalia onions are getting planted right now, and they're really ahead of schedule because it's been so dry. They've been able to get out in the fields every day. If you look at the harvest, it's still a little behind the five-year average. They're still playing catch-up with that. They are doing some irrigation of the small grains due to lack of rain in the areas that are dry. And then if you look down in Florida, they haven't been affected, of course, by frost yet. They've had a little bit more rain. So the citrus crop there is progressing pretty much as normal. Things are looking good there. And of course, a lot of that is irrigated as well.
Knox gave an update on how the recent weather has impacted agriculture during a monthly webinar hosted by the National Integrated Drought System. She says it's been a few good weeks for strawberries planted in the warmer areas that have started to develop quite quickly. Knox says she's been asked by blueberry and peach producers about chill hours, the measurement of hours at or below the chilling temperatures required for some plants to blossom. She refers folks to a tool called agroclimate.org, run by the University of Florida. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.